Welcome to the Life on Purpose podcast. I'm your host, Amy Debrick, and I'm so glad you're here. As you know, purpose gives you confidence. Confidence that you know what you're doing and why you're doing it, even if you haven't figured out how to do it yet. Purpose provides certainty that what you're doing does matter. And when you act with purpose, you project strength, authority, and authenticity. Because of that, I am so excited to share season 4 with you and all the tools, resources, and shared wisdom that will help you build and keep the confidence and self-esteem you need to be brave, and also to live the life God has for you. Being confident about our purpose helps us stay in our lane and eliminates comparisons. Now, if you are looking for some one-on-one coaching to help break down self-doubt and rebuild your self-esteem, be sure to schedule a free discovery call with me today. You can access that link on my website at amydebrick.com. But for now, let's get started. Hey friend, welcome to the Life on Purpose podcast. I'm so happy to have you with me today. You'll have to excuse my extra nasally voice. The minute the temperature drops below 60 degrees, this is what I sound like. So I apologize in advance. It wreaks havoc on my sinuses and I'm a little extra nasally these next few months, but hopefully today's topic will be a good distraction because I'm really excited to share this with you. I think it's really important, especially this time of year. And it's called Holiday Must-Haves and Adding More of What We Need This Time of Year. Now, I think if you're anybody like me who is a list maker, you know that your list is going to be added tenfold this season, whether it's coming off the coattails of Thanksgiving and you're just already into getting Christmas cards out or Christmas gifts for teachers, Christmas gifts for family members, dinner parties, different meals that you're having, whatever it is, there is an added list this time of year that we all have going on, whether we write it down or we just have it going ongoing in our head. But one of the things I think that we oftentimes overlook and that we really need more of this time of year are things like patience, love, forgiveness, hope, encouragement, and most of all, kindness. You know, spotlighting hospitality through our actions by doing small acts of kindness is such a huge thing. And I often use the term life-giving or life-draining when I refer to the people that we invest with. But when I think about that this time of year, I often think, what about me? What about you? What would people say about us? Are we life-giving or are we life-draining? Are we putting the extra mile out where we can? And what or who are we pouring into? Is it just ourselves and our own lists and our own goals and tasks? And a lot of times for me, the answer is, yeah, it's just my stuff because it's such a busy time of year and I feel like I have a lot to accomplish. And all of that is valid. So let me just first say there's no shaming here. It's not like, oh, your stuff should just be put to the wayside. But today I want to just give you a new perspective on hospitality. Because also a lot of times as we've been talking about this topic the last month, we've been talking about hospitality as it relates to being in a home, whether it's your home and you're hosting or you're going to a friend's home and you're doing something with them there. This I'm talking about when we're talking about kindness and we're talking about hospitality, I'm talking about it through the lens of hospitality outside of our homes and what that looks like. You know, being kind is a phrase commonly spoken, right? You hear that all the time. Be kind, you know, show kindness. But if we're not paying attention or we're too distracted with our own stuff, we can miss the chance to exercise it. And so I feel like this is a really great time of year where we can slow down in those places outside of our homes while we're still trying to accomplish our own tasks that we need to get done. But also being able to exercise kindness to other people and showing hospitality that way. And I want to just give you a recent example that my daughter experienced. The other day, she was at the checkout line in our local grocery store, and she witnessed an older woman having difficulties with her debit card when she was going to pay for her groceries. And she called me and asked if she could use my card to cover this woman's expenses. Now, by the time she, of course, I said yes, but by the time she got home, she had told me that
the woman had was able to write a check so she could, you know, end up getting her groceries. But it reminded me how important it is to slow down and pay attention to what's happening around me. Now, I don't know about you, but I will say that 10 years ago, or even 15 years ago, I would have easily probably caught on to this. I would have been standing in line, just waiting for the person in front of me with my direct attention, just what's going on in front of me. But now I've got my cell phone and it's a huge distraction, right? And I think that can be for most of us. And now we can't wait in line for 5 minutes without having to scroll through our phone or look up something or talk to somebody else in a text. I mean, I'm guilty of it all the time. So the fact that my daughter even noticed that, I felt like was a huge accomplishment. I mean, her reaction wasn't anything special. Most people who would have noticed would have tried to step in and do the same thing. But the fact that she was had her attention on this woman, she was able to not overlook the simple act that could have showcased generosity, warmth, and companionship that this woman needed. You know, kindness truly is the heart of hospitality, and it's something that we can accomplish outside of our homes. And so that's the big message this week on the podcast is, let's not get so caught up in thinking that I don't have time to entertain. I don't have time to stop in with my neighbor. I don't have time to do this or that. When we're out doing these tasks that we have to get done, right? Because a lot of these things we have to get done, take some time while we're out to just show these random acts of kindness to other people, especially during this time of year. It is this, that's the life-giving part. The fact that we can look up and smile at somebody walking by, or let somebody in front of us in line because we realize they have one item and we have 30. Those are the small things. And honestly, you know, studies have shown that, just like I said, smiling at a stranger can not only improve their mood, but also your mood. There's so many things where we're so different from other people, but this is an area where we can all come together and collectively be a domino effect in a positive way. We don't have to agree on politics and everyday issues to be kind, but this is a great opportunity, or these are small, great opportunities rather, where we can be a light to the world if we just take the time to recognize the needs of those around us. There is so much significance in being kind. So I hope this week you can just take a minute when you're standing at the checkout, or when you're running a quick errand, or you're going to the gas station, to see what's going on around you. Look at the people around you. Does anybody look like they are struggling? Does anybody look like they could just use a smile? You know, it will make a big difference. And being attentive to those small opportunities are, again, ways to provide hospitality. And I promise it will not only lift your spirits, but it will also lift those around you. People are very lonely this time of year. There's a lot going on. It's not everybody's welcome in the season with open arms and hearts. And so it's really important to, again, be that light for someone. You don't know what they have going on when they go back to their home, but you can show hospitality really wherever you are. And when we exercise kindness, we're seen as someone who is confident. You know, obviously I talk about confidence all the time, but the reason that we come across as somebody confident is because our actions like that to somebody else carry so much more weight than what we're wearing or how we look. It's, or how we're speaking even. It's what we're actually doing, and we're taking the time to do it. And so it shows a level of confidence that, you know what? I can wait 5 extra minutes. We all have 5 extra minutes, right? To stop and pay attention to somebody else. And although it's always fun to hear magnificent stories of generosity during the holidays, that kind of service isn't always possible or needed, right? We don't have to buy somebody's whole Christmas list or buy all of their groceries. Maybe we could show another act. Maybe we're somebody who's a little financially strapped, but again, we can recognize, okay, I have a lot more items in this person, and maybe they would like to be able to go through the checkout a little bit quicker. Or I could maybe put a $5 little gas card in the pump after I leave, instead of, maybe I can't afford to fill a whole tank behind me, but I could offer something. Maybe they could get a coffee somewhere, just like a $5 gift card for anything. There's all kinds of ways to show random acts of kindness. Years ago, there was a woman that at our church, and she would actually, for the whole season of Advent, have random acts of kindness cards. And every day, somebody in the family would do one of those random acts. And they didn't all, most of them didn't cost a dime. But if you're looking for some ideas, I'm going to list some here, and I'll also have some on my website that you could refer to. But if you're looking for some random acts of kindness this holiday season, I promise you that the people on the receiving end of them, even if they seem the most insignificant, will find them hugely significant. And you never know on what mood or day or situation somebody just came from and how this could greatly affect them in the most positive way. So here's some ideas for you. And again, if you want to, you can go to my website, you can download these and print them, you can share them, maybe print them out, cut them in strips and do the same thing and just do one act every day. But regardless of how you do them or how many you do, it's just a matter of showing an awareness, paying attention, and being on alert this holiday season for how you can show and express hospitality outside your home. So here's the list. Compliment someone you don't know. Shovel snow for a neighbor before they wake up. That'll be easy if you're in Central New York like I am. Donate food to the food pantry. We all have, I'm sure, canned items in our cupboards that we're not using. And if they're not expired, donate them. Help a busy mother in the grocery store. Oh, that would have been a gift. When my kids were little, I had four little kids. Grocery shopping is crazy when you have little kids. They're antsy. They're all over in the impulse items. And show some grace. Show some kindness. Give a helping hand if you can. Entertain one of the children while you're in line. Those things are truly life-giving to a busy mother. Let someone move ahead of you in line. I already mentioned that. Let the person behind you have a parking spot. Maybe you're both kind of coming around and you want it, but maybe that's your act of kindness for the day. Just let somebody else have it. Bake cookies for someone or drop them off. Maybe at the checkout, hand them out in the checkout. My gosh, a good friend of mine, her mom baked cookies and handed them out. I'm not kidding you, on an airplane ride. And everybody was blown away, and you think, oh gosh, people would be so creeped out by that. And they weren't. They loved it. They loved her. It was a sweet, kind act, and it was sincere, and they knew it, and they appreciated it. Send a letter to a military member. You could send a card to someone who's sick. You can donate pet supplies. So go to your local shelter, see what you can do, or just drop off. Offer to take someone's shopping cart back inside. We all hate bringing our shopping cart back inside, right? We want to just leave it in the parking lot, even if there isn't that little caging for it. Take somebody else's cart back. Again, small, but maybe it's an older person. Maybe it's someone who, again, mom with a bunch of kids, and it's just that extra step, but you're taking it over. Smile at someone you don't know. And lastly, express appreciation to a coworker, somebody at a checkout, or even just a friend. Do you know what it's like, especially I would imagine this time of year for people in these busy stores, and all they're getting is requests and complaints because they want this and they can't find that? Let's show them some extra grace this season. Ask them how their day is going. Give them some extra grace and kindness at the checkout. I'm sure it will make their day brighter and yours as well. So I hope these tips helped you this week. I hope you have a truly wonderful holiday season, and that you're able to add some of these really important items on your holiday list this year. God bless. Well, friend, that's it for me today. I hope you enjoyed today's episode. If so, please consider rating, reviewing, or subscribing to the Life on Purpose podcast so I can continue spreading encouragement and confidence. And if you haven't already, I would love if you would grab a copy of our book, Embolden. Embolden is an encouragement journal that I co-wrote with my oldest daughter, and its purpose is to meet women where they are today, but to not leave them there. So until next time, keep living your life on purpose, and God bless.